What if the awesomeness of your supervisors and managers was a competitive advantage for you to attract and retain talent? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about something that you don't have to fluff up to make your company look good in recruiting, but it could actually make the difference in attracting and keeping great employees. What I'm talking about is having great supervisors and managers. Now, you'd probably agree during the recruiting process, you spend a lot of time and attention, and you certainly tell a story about your company and how exciting and good it is to work there. But if when one of the new employees comes in and they work for a supervisor or a manager who is just not that effective or good, you know that within probably a few days, they're making a decision in their mind like, did I make a terrible mistake here? Or is this a place I want to work for the next several months or days or hours in some cases, right? So how do you make your leadership team a competitive advantage in the recruiting process? Well, I think you could work on both the quality and the motivation and drive of your leaders so that they take their job seriously, that they want to do a great job, and they're also highly effective. And so we're going to suggest three steps to use leadership as a competitive advantage so that you can attract and retain the best talent. Tip number one is to assess the strengths of your existing leaders. So when you look at the leadership team now, how are they compared to what they possibly could be? Where are they really great right now, and where do they need to improve? Then that will lead into step two, which is to divine the gaps between their current level of behavior and performance and what they ideally should be for you to have an amazing culture where people want to work for your company. So when you define the gaps, that can help you understand, okay, what are the ways that we could use to close those gaps and make people even better? And that means that step three is to develop and close the gap between how your supervisors are now and how they need to be. Now, in most organizations, even when they've done a careful job of weeding out the bad leaders, they often still find that 10 to 15% of supervisors really don't have their heart in the role, and therefore they're not ready to be as effective of a leader as they could be. But in the end, you have to develop all of them so that you can see who rises to the top and takes their leadership role seriously. Part of this would also be deciding as a company that at every level that you will not put up with bad leadership and management. So that means you have to make some hard decisions because someone may have a lot of technical skills, but they may not be treating people right, and that could cause people to quit. And so if you're noticing a lot of turnover in a given department or division, and you know that it probably has to do with the strengths or weaknesses of the supervisor or manager, you need to make some decisive choices there, because to keep employees exposed to those kinds of bad leaders is not very good. On the flip side, if you can work with improving the skills of your supervisors, you can probably begin to tell people that this, in fact, they'll tell each other, the workers will tell other people outside the company, this is a company you want to work for because they treat you with respect, they are clear in what they expect from you, and they give you the skills, the tools, and the resources to do the job. And who can ask for anything more? So in the talent war to attract and retain the type of people that you need to be successful, both in the short and the medium term, but also in the long term, look to the strength of your supervisors and make a decision to upgrade them so that you can upgrade the experience of employees as they work for your company.
Hey, thanks guys. You're doing a great job as always. Hey, I'm Greg Schenkel from Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and you saw a little bit of our Hollywood magic back there where we've taken our back storage room and made it look like a factory floor. And I wanted to show you our virtual training studio because this isn't your typical Zoom-delivered training with an instructor fumbling over sharing their screen. So let me show you our training studio, give you a behind-the-scenes tour. So the first stop is actually our second studio. This is the studio that we use when our main studio is in production, because we actually have enough demand where people will hire us to do two sessions at the same time. So in here, what you'll notice is we've got multi-high definition cameras, state-of-the-art sound system, so that the look and feel from your desktop and your participant's desktop will be amazing and highly engaging. Now, next to this studio, we've actually set up a supervisor's office, a simulated supervisor's office. And what we're doing is we're hiring actors so that they can come in and reenact actual situations where there might be interactions between a supervisor or frontline leader and one of the employees. And of course, we'll have them do it the wrong way, partly for humor, and also the right way so that your team can see all the things that we're teaching them demonstrated in real life scenarios and situations. And of course, through special effects, we'll be able to simulate the look of a warehouse or a factory in the background. Now, as we come down to our main studio here, I just want to stop at the production desk and show you how normally we have a two-person crew. Sometimes one of the people works remotely, but one person's station focuses on producing the Zoom event itself. So that's dealing with the participants, spotlighting, doing the polling through Zoom and breakout sessions, all done from this machine. We also use external polling software and our video switcher because we do have multi-camera inputs and different visual elements so that we bring all that together here at the main video console. Now I'm going to go to where the instructors actually make the magic happen here in front of the camera. And you'll notice that for us to see your team, we have a very large monitor here where we can keep tabs on your group and make sure they're interacting. We often call them out by name, so there's no like pausing to do all your emails while you're in a training session with us. And of course, we have high definition sound, multi-high definition cameras. So in the end, this training is virtually, as engaging as if we were there in person. We've created all the elements you need, and this is the perfect way of delivering training in shorter increments to people that may be spread out in multiple locations. So if that's something that we can help you with, be sure to connect with us through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We look forward to being your partners in leadership development.